Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, week two here on Chairshot NFL. You can follow this show on Twitter at Chairshot NFL. Nothing gets me going like the NFL films music there. Really gets your blood pumping, really gets you ready to talk some NFL football. My name is PC Tony. You can follow me at PC Tony. I am joined also today by one of the other thirds of the three-man weave. We still exist, folks. There may not be a show, but we'll be here on this show a lot. We'll still run the weave. We still run the weave on this show. I still work with both of you. You guys don't work together anymore.
It's beef.
This is what I do. Beef. I'm bringing people back together. You guys will be back on the show together. It might be next week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But I buried the lead. I'm sorry. Please continue your illustrious intro.
The man, the myth, the legend, Ray Cash is here. Follow him at It's Ray Cash, R-E-Y as in Mysterio, C-A-S-H as in dollar signs, and Ray, the Edge is back as well, and it's some fucking good shit. And you did some special stuff with Mr. Sam from Down Under, correct?
Sam Brown from the AEW Match Guy
Sir
podcast.
Sam.
Yeah.
Sir Sam, I apologize, sir. Sir Sam. I don't think he's going to listen to an NFL podcast anyway. But
is he still knighted even though they power switched from the queen to the king? Does it count still?
This is the KC3 era, baby. The KC3 era has started.
Okay, well, we'll see how long that lasts. Yes, I am. It's good to be back. I've missed you in particular. I have missed talking some sports, you know. But yes, the Edge is back. I'm kind of getting back in the swing of things from a podcast perspective. I've missed it. A lot of interesting things happened week one. I'm looking forward to kind of talking about it today.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. Oh, and I can tell you the people have missed the Edge according to the numbers. So good for you people.
Thank you. I don't know what else to say to that.
There you go. Well, let's start off. Every week we're going to come in and give some brief thoughts. We're not going to get into it forever about last week because we want to really touch on what's going to happen this weekend, week two of the NFL football season here in 2022. Ray Cash, PC Tunney with you, Chairshot Radio Network. Last week, Ray, let's just start on a bright note because your Ravens look pretty darn good. I think that Jets defense is going to be a lot better than people think it is. So I think that was a really good victory for you guys.
It was a good victory. Well, number one, we lost Kyle Fuller. That hurts because, you know, we really tried to revamp our secondary after getting destroyed last year. He's gone for the year. But we struggled in the first half to kind of get our footing, but we started opening it up. The rumors of the demise of our offense have been greatly exaggerated. Devin Duvernay is showing why so many people look at him as a breakout star of that offense. Bashaud Bateman had a fantastic 50-plus yard touchdown. Shout out to Lamar throwing a dime there. And we get J.K. Dobbins back this week. So I'm looking forward to the running game getting back to normal. Kenyon Drake tried his best, but he didn't have much time with the offense to really kind of get the schemes correctly. The Gus Bus didn't really get a lot of carries. So I'm sure that the rushing offense will be much better next week. But the Jets are not as bad as we make them out to be. They won't win many games, but they're going to be competitive every week. So,
I mean, The Jets held you guys to under 300 yards of offense. Let's put it that way. So Lamar Jackson throwing three touchdowns was extremely clutch in that game, considering the Jets kicked, what, three field goals, turned two of those into touchdowns, and now you got something that's way closer than you expect. So, we'll see what happens. 21 carries for 63 yards. There's a lot of room for improvement for Baltimore, and that happens every year. The backfield gets better as they go on, especially when they're healthy. We haven't seen that lately, so... I picked Baltimore to win that division last week, Ray, so they made me look good.
Play. Ronnie Stanley didn't play also. All-pro left tackle. He'll be back this week. So, yeah, it'll be a different team.
All right, I guess we could talk about the Packers. What are your thoughts? I'll just start by saying I would imagine a lot of people that live in the vicinity of where I live heard me yell loudly, catch the fucking ball, right when the Packers' opening drive started.
Well, so yes, that's egregious. You're that wide open, and he's a fairly high draft pick. If it hits your hands, I try to be understanding sometimes of bad angles, but the receiver's job is quite frankly just to catch the ball if it hits their hands. You can't miss that throw. Other than that throw, I have all blame on the management of the Packers for not going out trying to help that offense get better. The offensive line was not addressed. Getting more consistent, better wide receivers in the wide receiver room was not addressed. You have a two-time back-to-back NFL MVP who had his proclivities off in the offseason, whatever, it is what it is. But you lost Devontae.
Hey, man.
You didn't even try to bring anybody else
Listen,
up.
He drank some ayahuasca. He got a fucking cool-ass tattoo on his arm.
Good for him.
Cool ass interpreted it however you'd like. He did a beautiful Nick Cage impression. Now he cut his hair down like AJ Hawk. He's still going on the Pat McAfee show. Yep. Like, the guy's entertaining as fuck. I mean, he moves up your list on the Green Bay Packers QBs of all time if you had Favre up there. Favre's been stealing welfare money in Mississippi. So, I mean, that motherfucker is going down.
Hey, right now it's Aaron and Bart Starr, bro. Forget Brett at this point.
Hey, let it not be told that I am a fair fan of the Packers. I will tell it how it is, right? I'm not going to sugarcoat anything for when it comes to that. But let me tell you this, though, Packer fans and NFL fans that like to see good quarterbacks play well. Bakhtiari and Elgton Jenkins, two all-pro tackles, are practicing, have practiced all week, full practice.
Oh, good for y'all, good, okay.
Alan Lazard,
and Lazard is practicing
is back
too.
At practice. Yeah. You want to know what would be fucking awesome? If why they're not so worried about the receiver room that they're going to give these guys a chance to get better and it's going to be okay, because they do have a really good defense that played stupid last week against Justin Jefferson. I don't get it. You can't put rookies in a position to make open field coverage and tackles on a guy who's the best receiver in the league. Sorry, I'm done griping, but there's a guy who accepted a Super Bowl ring and wasn't even on a fucking team when he did it in week one.
Oh, you see that possibility, huh?
What if they have a hand? What if him and what? I mean, I'm not going to like out anything on tampering, but what if Rodgers and OBJ were like, Rodgers like, hey, bro, take your time. You know, he's the only one. And the Packers, one of the things by keeping Rodgers like, I need you to go get this or this. I need you to trade for this or we get him at this point when he's ready to go. I doubt it, but you got to hope somewhere. And I say we still kick the Bears' ass this week, but we'll get to that.
Yes. You know, and last I checked, the deed of Chicago is owned by Aaron Rodgers. So I don't think you have any concerns about that. I did not think about Odell. I don't think Odell's a number one anymore. I think he's a high level number two.
But how much better?
And that's not a diss.
But he can be a number one for us, and with Lazard, a co number ones. I mean, and that takes a lot of pressure off of. You're not going to double Lazard anymore if you have OBJ over there and Tonyan's catching the ball, and you have these running backs catching 5-6 balls out of the game. They didn't run the ball last week. That's the problem.
Yeah, and that's their best. That's honestly their best offensive threat right now is Aaron Jones.
15 carries between Jones and Dillon. That's ridiculous, especially when they were averaging over 8 yards a carry.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. But also they got behind really quick, so they kind of had to start throwing the ball. So that may help. That may be partly why. True. I like the Odell idea. And no tampering. He's a free agent. They can talk all they want.
Minnesota, so, let's give them their credit. That new offensive genius there is what Kevin O'Connell. I mean, he's making them look really good. Kirk Cousins is a very good quarterback. Maybe a strange man in some people's opinions, but He's a good quarterback. Justin Jefferson looks great.
They're stacked at every position, bro. They're stacked at every. They don't have a great tight end, but they're stacked at every position. Like, Alexander Mattison could start for a lot of teams. They are stacked, bro. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. I want to play a little game. I'm going to run down the games here for week one, and we're going to do this really quick. And I'm going to list the score, and you're going to say surprised or not surprised. And if you say surprised, you just give one sentence real quick why.
Yeah, sure.
So kind of lightning round before we go to break here. All right.
Sure.
Bills beat the Rams 31-10 in Los Angeles.
Surprised.
Yeah. Not that they won, but that it was that big of a win.
I'm surprised at that big of a blowout, but I'm also surprised at the decisions that were made offensively. Cam Akers didn't get any lot of run. Receiver was off. Stafford looked bad. Yeah, surprised.
Vikings beat the Packers 23-7 at home.
We've talked about that.
I'm not surprised. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair assessment when you think about who was out. Yeah, that's fair.
Saints win on the road 27-26. I'm surprised the Saints didn't cover. That's it.
I'm surprised Marcus Mariota. Keep cooking.
He's always had talent. Browns go to Carolina and win on the last second field goal 26-24. Baker Mayfield loses the Brownie Bowl.
I wouldn't say I was surprised by the win, but Jacoby Brissett continues to make things work. Good for him.
I wish he could have thrown the ball to Amari Cooper. Anyway, not surprised. more. I still won all three leagues this week. So Bears win 19-10 at home against the Niners in a fucking downpour. I'm surprised the Niners still didn't find a way to win that game.
I'm not surprised because Trey Lance is about six games away from being a competent quarterback.
There's a reason Jimmy G didn't get traded. Let's put it that
100%
way.
100% facts.
Steelers, Bengals, surprised, not surprised. I'm surprised that we forgot how much a long snapper is necessary in this league.
And by the way, we forgot maybe the best defensive player in all of football is TJ Watt. Like,
oh, don't remind me.
It's going to be a thing.
The Packers traded up to draft Kenny King.
Yeah, see, I don't even know who that is. So that's there you go. And by the way, Joe Burrow he's gonna be fine.
That offensive line needs to get their shit together.
Yeah, when you keep drafting receivers and not offensive linemen, what do you think expect?
Yeah, not surprised, huh?
Not at all.
Eagles go and win in Detroit. I'm not surprised at that. I don't think I'm really surprised at how well Detroit could be this year. I mean, not a playoff team, but they could win 6, 7, 8 games.
They are their friends. They'll be competing. I'm surprised that Dan Campbell didn't eat AJ Brown's kneecaps.
Oh my god!
That's all I'm surprised about.
I have that clip. We won't make you listen to it this week. We gotta wait for the guy. What is it? One butt cheek and two toes, or something like that. I'll kick his ass.
Look, I'm tired of all these body parts being devoured.
Yeah, it's weird. I wonder if he watches. What's that Showtime?
Dexter?
Yeah, I wonder. He's probably a big Dexter fan.
Very terrifying now that you said that.
Colts and Texans tie. I'm always surprised at a tie.
Yeah, the tie is the surprising part, but I'm telling you, Davis Dougie Mills, do not be shocked at the Texans being competitive.
The Colts. Frank Reich is going to be out of a job if he doesn't win a playoff game this year.
Seemed like it, yeah.
Dolphins beat the Patriots at home 20-7. Not surprised. Called it.
Picked
the Dolphins
surprised.
In the under. Don't think the Patriots make the playoffs or go .500 this year.
Hey, anybody who knows some offense, whether you play Madden, NCAA, or you actually have, like, some talent, call Bill Belichick. He needs your help. He needs an offensive coordinator.
Ravens beat the Jets. We're neither of us are surprised.
Yeah, no, we're good with that.
Commanders beat the Jaguars at home. Not surprised, but... Is Carson Wentz going to be back this year? I know he threw two picks, but, man, he's got some fucking receivers over there, dude. If Logan Thomas, his tight end, stays healthy, that's one more guy you have to guard in the secondary with Curtis Samuel. Terry McLaurin's already proven his worth. And fucking Jahan Dotson could be one of the best picks in the whole fucking draft if he's going to catch the ball like that every week.
Hey, man, it's never been a talent issue. It's always been kind of a mental issue with him. He's talented. I don't know if they're going to go any further. They're the bottom of that division, but, I mean, they'll put up numbers. Oh, yeah.
Chiefs beat the Cardinals 44-20. Not surprised.
How's the contract looking, Kyler? Did you study?
We'll keep rolling.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Let's just say it looks more and more as we move on through these years, the Cliff Kingsbury experiment, that he's an excellent offensive coordinator and not a head coach that can finish a season.
And there's no shame in that, big dog. There's a lot of money in being an OC. But, yeah, bro, I think that experiment is almost on its way out.
I would say so, too. I think like a 2-6, 3-5 start, he could might be on his way midseason.
He'll get a little bit of a pass because D-Hop won't be back until week 7. He'll get a little bit of a pass.
He's still got other receivers. Anyway, all right, Chargers win at home against the Raiders. Not surprised. Khalil Mack was fucking awesome.
Yeah. I expect the Raiders to play better, but the Chargers are Super Bowl contender.
Who's the coach that he has? That's the he's not the head coach. He's one of the assistant coaches in LA with the Chargers. That's from the Bears and that coached him in Chicago. So he knows what to do with him. He's only going to put him in positions where he can excel, right?
Yeah.
So that's huge when you know a player like that. Giants. Go ahead. Yeah.
I was just saying, J.C. Jackson didn't even play last week. They're gonna get much better. Yeah, go ahead.
If Josh Palmer's around in your fantasy leagues, we're gonna talk about all that. Surprise, Giants. Very surprised they come back and beat the Titans. Not surprised about Saquon Bartley though.
Well, so you hit it on the head. Also, the Titans. What did your boy Max Kellerman say? The cliff is coming for the Titans.
I said last week there is a regression for the Titans. I thought they could get this game. One and they're up 13-0. I thought they could easily call it. They didn't. My picks sucked last week. Maybe they'll be better this week.
Danny Jones is going to show people this year that he's redeemable. Let's go.
Right. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Sterling Shepard stays healthy. That's a very good assessment.
Yeah.
Buccaneers 19-3. Oh my goodness. I'm surprised that there was no points scored in this game. And now Dak Prescott's out and the Cowboys. Oh boy. Oh boy.
The thumb heard round the world, huh?
Dude. No bueno.
You want to know the only thing I'm surprised about in this game? You're the Cowboys and your backup is Cooper Rush? What? Like that's a surprise.
He did win a game last year. I don't remember against who, but anyway, yeah, it's tough. Who are you going to go out and get? I mean, I don't think Jimmy G does a lot better than Cooper Rush in that offense.
Yeah, the guy that they need and will help them. I mean, they're convinced he'll be back in 3 to 4 weeks. Ain't happening. But the guy that they need that can walk in right now and give them a spark, they won't sign.
Well,
Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, the only reason I always say a big question on him is because it's been so fucking long since he's played football. That's just there's no substitute for playing a fucking game in the NFL.
I agree. But what's the worst that could happen?
Oh, no, I agree. The guy that they really want, they could use, that they could trade for, but they can't trade for because he won't get traded because they didn't sign their franchise quarterback to a long-term extension and is playing on the final year of his rookie deal is Tyler Huntley there in Baltimore. But the Ravens won't entertain a fucking chance of that anymore because, you know. Yeah. So, anyway, all right. Last thing we got. Oh, boy, and I lost my place here. Was the Monday night game. Oh, yes. I'm surprised Seattle beats Russell Wilson coming back at home with a much better team of Denver that just couldn't. What is their coach thinking?
Coach showed himself to be an idiot. The 12th man is a legitimate thing. Like, that crowd carried that team. But, man, how about Geno? Number one, with out-dueling Russell Wilson, number one. And number two, with the coldest line of the year so far. They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though. That's gangster, bro. That's a bar.
That was solid. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break and come back and kick it up and over to week number 2. Ray Cash, PC Tony, Chairshot Radio Network, Chairshot NFL.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
Welcome back, ChairShot NFL. Follow us at ChairShot NFL. That's easy enough right there on the Twitter if you want to holler at us, if you like our picks, if you hate our picks. Apparently, we're going to get to the locks of the week this week after we run down week two. You might want to be going on the other way of my picks. That could be one way of making money because I was 0-3 last week. I just want to get it out of the way real quick before I may have to possibly boo myself when we get into that segment.
Run the other way, huh?
Yeah, where's Patrick O'Dowd when you need him? The master of the boo button. I wonder if he eats blueberries.
Blueberry crunch? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he seems.
By the way, I saw an Instagram video. Did you realize that the blueberry ghost was high as fuck? Have you noticed that?
All right, cool.
The
Instagram video or video I've been noticing over the last week or so is Naomi and Sasha. So anyway.
Well, that's another conversation to have.
Wow. Anywho, NFL week number two. We're recording here late morning, Thursday. Ray Cash, PC Tunney. Tonight, the first ever game, I believe the first ever, if it's not the first ever, the first ever primetime game, specifically on Amazon Prime tonight as the Chargers head to the Chiefs. So if you're looking for that on TV, folks, you're going to have to bring up your Amazon Prime app wherever you have that in your TV, in your smart TV or your computer or tablet or phone. So that's how you can consume that game tonight.
Yeah, and you know what? Good for Amazon because they've been wanting to do. They've had access to this game for about 3 years, but they went and they gave it back to Al Michaels and got him to leave NBC. That's big. Kirk Herbstreit is doing something else other than College Game Day and Saturday Night Games. That's big.
That's who's calling this game.
Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit are the Amazon Prime team. Yes.
Ah, nice. That's not bad.
So if you watch the preseason.
And you're going to know where we sit with the over-under at the end of games if Al Michaels is calling them. So
That's a good point. And Al Michaels, this is a very good point. Al Michaels, to be 175 years old, is still really good. Oh. I'm, like, amazed at how good he is with the rigor mortis sitting in. Like, I'm amazed.
I can still remember Frank and Al and Dan when I was a kid in the 90s, and the Packers finally getting on Monday Night Football in 1994, and it had been like 15 years or something.
I was about to say, don't age yourself, bro. Don't age yourself. Yeah, when you say Frank and Dan, yeah, we're back. Shout out to Frank Gifford, by the way.
I got the Chiefs on a short week at home against this Chargers team. I just, you know, it's on a short week early in the season, I think I'd have to give the benefit to the offense maybe. Although this is such a talented Chargers team, Justin Herbert is 2-0, I believe, in Kansas City.
Yeah, but man, there's no Keenan Allen, and that's going to significantly stifle their defense or their offense. Only because Keenan Allen is the guy that takes the top off the offense. He takes the top off. Takes the top off the defense. Get your words right, right? You look at that Chiefs offense right now, and if you've ever heard the term in sports, addition by subtraction. I mean, no disrespect to Tyreek Hill, who's top five, no question. But I think they're better, bro, because they're a more diverse offense now.
Right. Juju Smith is something to prove. 6 catches, 79 yards. I mean, that's a pace for 100-plus catches and 1,200-plus yards. So that's huge.
Yep.
Mecole Hardman steps up. You got McKissick.
Vantez Scott, the boy from Green Bay. What's his name? MVS?
Oh, Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
However you say that name, yes, my man right there. He's there. And they got the first-round draft pick, or second-round draft pick, Sky Moore, who runs like a 4.2, ain't even on the field yet. Well, like, it's dangerous, bro.
I mean, you got Clyde Edwards-Helaire catching 2 touchdowns, which doesn't seem to be his, you know, he looks like he's more comfortable. You have Jerick McKinnon, who can also doesn't lose anything in options. And Isaiah Pacheco looks like a fucking amazing guy, amazing pick again.
Yeah.
I mean, Andy Reid is Andy Reiding out there. So, and talk about teams with this decent backup, Chad Henne. Not that it matters, but he's his decent backup. One of the best in the league.
One of the best. Question for you. We know they went and they traded for Orlando Brown Jr. About a year or so ago to shore up their offensive line. But we know their offensive line could be a bit porous. That's why they didn't make it to the Super Bowl last year. Khalil Mack is ready to eat. Like my boy Booker T says, he looks hungry.
It's hard to force that outside pressure, though, on a Patrick Mahomes, because what he does best and what their line does best is let you run out past him and not keep containment. And Patrick Mahomes is probably one of the best in the league in sliding up and out. Once your end gets around that corner, your lineman's only going to just try to push him back up to the 50 or other side of the field. He's not going to try and bring him back outside, because Mahomes, once you get out of his peripheral, he's stepping up into the pocket. And they show that so many times. I guess I watch way too much football. If you guys want to really watch some great assessment of what's happening on the field, NFL Matchup is on at like 6:30 a.m.
The best show on
and
TV.
It's Sal Palantonio, a former player and a former coach, and I can't remember their names, but they're excellent.
It's Greg Cosell is the guy. Is it Joey, the dude who played with
He's a defensive back. He's a defensive back.
Oh,
he's a new guy.
Then it's not the same guy. Okay,
no, it's a new. I don't know. I can't remember. He was excellent, though. He was excellent.
Yeah.
And they're all really, really good. Stuff. So it's a half an hour, and it just hits on some key games and the way some things are broken down. But anyway, all right. We can't take all that. We can't take that much time on every game. Let's get to our pick here. But it's a lot to talk about there, though, especially with the Amazon. So, Ray, Chiefs -4 at home, over under 54.
Chiefs got. They have a story to tell. They are on, they're out here trying to remind people. Nowadays, everybody used to talk. They're on the Eminem verse. I got the Chiefs, and I got the Chiefs with the point. Like, they're gonna cover.
Okay, so you got the Chiefs covering the 4 over 54 or under 54?
Over 54. Like, with respect to how good the defense is down there in LA, lights out, bro.
Yeah,
lights out.
We got the same pick here. I'll take the Chiefs to win by a touchdown. Over 54 combined points in that game. No problem tonight. Let's move to the 1 o'clock Eastern games. The Dolphins heading to your very Baltimore Ravens. Ravens cover favored by 3.5, I should say, over under 44.5. I'll get out of the way here and give you a very objective view on the game. I don't think the Patriots are any good, and I think the Dolphins are maybe a 500 team. The Ravens got something to prove this year. They're only going to keep getting better as these weeks go on, as long as they stay healthy. And that's just a John Harbaugh team. Give me the Ravens and give me the over, because, you know, Tua and Tyreek Hill can make you do some things that allow them to score some points, at least a few. But I see the Ravens getting close to the 30-point mark as well. So give me the Ravens and the over.
This is the type of game that's scary for a Ravens fan because, number one, like I told you, Kyle Fuller, our nickelback, is hurt. He's gone for the season. But the biggest danger for Ravens defense over the past couple years has been speed. And Miami's all speed. The problem is, can you trust Tua to hit his receivers that far down? And he's much better than he's given credit for in the media and with people, analysts. But like you, we have, like in the Avengers when he was like, I have an army. And they were like, we have a Hulk. We have a Lamar. So I think we'll be okay. I'm taking the points. It will be close for a while. And I'm also taking over too, yeah.
So the Ravens, you got the Ravens covering the 3.5, and you're going to go over.
I got them, yeah.
So same pick there. All right, let's move it on. Jets heading to Cleveland, take on the Browns. Browns are favored by 6.5. The over-under is 40. Man, I can see. Let's say, put it this way. Next week on Surprise or Not Surprised, I won't be surprised. I think either team can win. So
yeah.
I'm going to take the over, and I'll take the Jets to lose by less than 6.5 points. So I think the Browns win this game, but I think the Jets keep it close. So as far as the spread goes, I'll take the Jets and the points. Give me the 6.5, and I'll go over 40.
I'm inclined to pick the Jets because the Browns got that dumbass elf in the middle of the field. They should lose every game because of that. But no, I'm going to pick the Browns because they're the better team, not even close. But I'm going the opposite. I am taking the Jets +6.5.
Well, so am I.
I'm taking the under. This is going to be a ugly game.
Okay. All right. We'll see what happens. I don't think anybody outside of the New York and Cleveland area is going to be jonesing to hit this station on the NFL Network. But I'll scroll through. I play the red zone game. You guys seen my Twitter account at PC Tony. I got a TV for the AFC game. I got a TV for the NFC game on some really nice HD antennas. So that's just over the air. That's free, right? And then I have the Sunday ticket, which is on a 50-inch screen that sits about 10 feet away from me. So
Sunday ticket must be nice. Wow.
But when you have DirecTV for so long, they give it to you for free after a while.
I've heard such things. However, me and satellite TVs down here in the city where it rains and floods all the time, isn't a great idea.
Now you know why there's a extra strength powered HD antenna hooked up to every TV, because if it rains or snows here during Packer season, PC Tony needs to watch the Packer game. So all he does is change the channel from the tuner 1 to channel 4 or channel 6 or channel 12 or 58 or
smart man.
Unless we get that Amazon Prime shit where I gotta, when the Wi-Fi goes out like yesterday, then we're in trouble. All right, enough of me. Enough reasons why I got problems making picks. Hopefully my locks of the week, I can go 3-0 so I can get back to 500. Anyway, let's move on here. Colts-Jaguars. Man, I thought the Colts would come out last week and win, so I guess I'll take them again. They're given 4 on the road. They're favored by 4, over under 45. I'll take the Colts in the under, I think. I don't know. No, that's stupid. Give me the Jaguars in the under. I'll take the points. I'll take the points at home. I'll take the Jaguars catching 4 points at home, and I'll take the over.
Can we give some love to Michael Pittman, who had probably the most underrated game of the entire
He's
weekend?
He's going to be the number one. You know, that was a fantasy concern, was who's going to be the big target in there, and can Pittman do that? And it looks like with a guy like Matt Ryan, who's – he's just consistent. Like, if you can run the right route and do the right thing and be there, he's going to put the fucking ball there.
He's going to hit you. Yeah.
He's a former MVP fucking P. He's still got a good arm.
And they got a great team. You know, you still got John Taylor, the train, and you got Nyheim Hines, again, who got great hands. I'm talking myself into the Colts. I think I was with you. I think I'm going to take the Colts. I think I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take the over because neither of these defenses. Shout out to Shaq Leonard. But other than Shaq Leonard and Josh Allen, the black one, these defenses don't care about playing football.
So you're going to give the 4 points with the Colts. I'm going to take the 4 points with the Jaguars, but we both got the over.
Yeah.
Got you. All right. Just so there's going to be some people that are like on Twitter, oh, you guys sucked. You guys went 16-22 last. I'll be like, shut the fuck up and thanks for listening. That's what I would say.
That's right. It was 17-21. Sir, give me my game.
Let's go. That's weird. All right. Buccaneers, Saints, always a good game in this division. Always different division winners in this division every single year. The Saints are catching 2.5 points at home as the Buccaneers are the favorite. I'm taking the Saints. I took them last week. I think Jameis looks good. I think Taysom Hill in that ultra back fucking, look at how he runs over people. I mean, if he can catch the ball too, they got a decent team. It looks like Mike Thomas is back.
Yes.
I don't like the Buccaneers. I like the Belaz brothers. I don't like the Buccaneers. You like that? Give me the points again in the home dog. I'll go over 44.
Taysom Hill is the white Cordell Stewart.
Like, Slash, sure.
Yeah, they took his DNA and gave him to a white family and raised him. And there we go. We got Taysom Hill. And Mike Thomas. God, it felt so good to see him be dominant again. You took the steam on myself. Sorry. I was going to surprise you and take the Saints myself. Uh-huh. Jameis is back. Maybe working at the Cranber compound really helped my man get back. I don't know. I got the Saints. I got the Saints. I got to take the points. I have to. And, yeah, I'm going to take the over as well.
All right. I like it. All right, New York Giants, you're not fucking getting me again. I'm not going to switch and pick you this week. I don't think you're going to be any good. I don't think you're going to win any games. Prove me wrong. I just want Saquon Barkley to go off because I have him in all 3 leagues. He's the only guy I went all in on. I look smart right now. Come on, Saquon.
Hey, man.
But I'm taking the Panthers. The Panthers
oh,
are my...
Oh, no!
Taking the Panthers. The Panthers are getting 2. Their Panthers are plus 2 on the road, and give me the under 43.5.
I think this is the defining moment of the Brian Daboll era. I think they win by 2 touchdowns. I think the Giants blow out Baker and the boys. I got the Giants. Got to take the points. Clearly, I have to. And I'm going to go under because I think we're pitching a shutout.
Listen, if Saquon Barkley can average 9.1 yards per carry on 18 carries every week, you're going to be in fucking good shape when you play. You're basically playing fucking Madden on All Pro, where you know you're going to fucking rush for 200 yards if you really want to.
That's kind of good, huh? 9.1 yards? That's decent.
I was serious, though. I literally is the only running back I drafted in all three of my leagues is Saquon Barkley.
I don't blame you, dog, because like running backs are hard to come by.
Hey, there are some people out there that you can listen to, and Stefania Bell is one of them on Fantasy Football Now, and her assessment of where people are as far as injuries go, and she said it in the 24-hour marathon. I didn't watch the whole thing, but you listen to different things, and she's like, you could see at the end of last year that he was becoming more comfortable, right? And now in training camp, you can see that he's completely comfortable. He's a longer, farther way removed from that injury, and man, that guy looked fucking good last week, and I was so happy about it. But I'm not falling for it, Giants. I didn't believe in you last week, and I'm not switching over this week. Maybe PC Tunney's disbelief will drive you to a 17-0 season. I doubt it.
2-0.
Patriots heading to Pittsburgh.
We don't need to talk about this.
Pittsburgh is a home underdog. I'll take those points. I'll take the Steelers. Yeah. Najee Harris says he's going to play. But I think points will be scored. I'll take the over here. Steelers probably like 28-14 or something like that. But I'll take the points and the over.
When Nelson Aguilar is the guy making moves for your offense, you need some help, dog. And the Steelers defense, Minka Fitzpatrick. Like, I hate the Steelers with a burning passion. But I stood up and like audibly clapped. Minka Fitzpatrick played that well. I got the Steelers. Same with you. I'm going to go with the under, though.
Under 40. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Washington Commanders heading to the Detroit Lions. This is, if you're looking for an off the beaten path game to watch Sunday morning and your team doesn't play till the afternoon or the night or Monday or they played on Thursday and you got the ticket, I bet this is good. I will be finding this game for at least a portion of time because my team don't play till Sunday night. So I went invested in Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think he's going to do some good things. He didn't have a great week last week, but I believe that
he got a touchdown.
Good. Right, he did. But you're looking for the guy to get over 20 fantasy points. I think he had 16 or 17, which is great. Yeah. I mean, I'd take that every week from a receiver. Washington, oh my God, all those weapons we talked about before. This is a tough game. I'm going to let you pick first on this one. Lions are only favored by 1.5, so we got some road dogs. Commanders catching 1.5, the over under 48.5. I think you get more points scored here again, like the Eagles Lions game. I'll pick the over. I don't know who to pick. Lions or the Commanders.
We're both on the over because, like you said, for those NBA fans who are listening, this is what you call the league pass game. You go find this shit.
Sure.
This is like trying to
find like the Memphis Grizzly games because you want to watch that young team, you know, and they both kind of like got those elements to it on each side of the ball.
Fantastic. That's a great analogy. That's a fantastic analogy, actually. The Lions showed me something last week. They showed me moxie that only a Dan Campbell coach team can have. They have a toughness about them. And if Jared Goff isn't throwing three picks a game, they can be dangerous. Shout out to Jamal Williams, a guy you know very well.
Yeah. Oh, breaking my heart. I mean, I'm okay that we couldn't pay him with having to pay Jones and Dylan. We're going to have to pay Dylan and everything, which happens. But that guy was a great Packer for a long time and a long line of second string running backs that the Packers have had for about 15 years that have just come in and done their fucking job when they could have went somewhere else and made more money and been on a losing team. But yeah, I did tweet yesterday during the debacle known as the Green Bay Packers Minnesota Vikings game. This week's Packers highlight, .. Jamal Williams rushes for 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. He was great for y'all. I'm going to go with the Lions. And I got to take the points since it's such a small spread. But I'm going to go with the Lions.
There is so much talent on that Washington team. I'm going Washington. And Chase Young isn't even playing yet. Man.
That's right. I forgot the kid ain't playing. Well, that's why that would further lead me to one of the Lions.
So you're giving the 1.5. I'm getting 1.5. But we both got the over there. So let's move on to the afternoon games. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I like when it's tough when you get into the bye weeks and there's like, You know, I know I sound like a first world problem spoiled NFL watching bitch because I have three TVs and I have DirecTV ticket and everything else. But you know what? If it's what you like, that's what you put on. So I do it. And I usually don't go out to the bar or to people's houses because, like, I have this setup. I'm going to be at home.
I don't have enough games to put on my TV.
Yes, yes, the afternoon games. Fuck you. There's, like, two. And I'm like, I have more TVs than that. What's wrong with you, NFL? This is total horseshit. This is total BS. But early on, without those buys, and they really fucked fantasy football this year. They have bye weeks all the way through week 14.
Yeah, but when you want to spread it out to 17 weeks, like, these guys need some breaks, bro.
Yeah, but think about the teams, and I think Packers are one of them, that don't have a bye until they have to play 13 weeks in a row of uninterrupted football.
Sure, but they mix in, like, especially with, like, the Thursday games. Like, they'll
10 days, but that's still coming off of 5 days. Why can't – my thing is why don't they just – you got 32 teams, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you did more than four at a time, if you took – why not just take eight at a time? I guess you lose too many games, but it's all the same number of games.
But it is.
Yeah, whatever. They're making money, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'd like them to start the season earlier, kill preseason, start the season earlier, and give them two bye weeks.
Like a total NFL bye week, maybe?
Yeah.
In the middle of the season? So no matter where your bye is, you get two, but no one has a bye a week before or after that either?
100%. Especially since you keep wanting to have games in Germany and Dusseldorf and in London and whatnot.
Yeah, like, you know, you could do it after week 9 so that no one ever plays more than 8 weeks in a row, and then either the first half or the last half of your season is split up by another bye.
That makes sense, right?
It's not bad. That's a whole week they lose. I don't know.
Yeah.
You can play the All-Star game that week like baseball.
That would be fun. A skills challenge, yeah.
Yeah, that will never happen.
You're right. Spot on.
You get the third string and the fourth stringers, third string running backs and fourth string receivers at that shit. Those other dudes are all nursing injuries. They're playing fucking 60 plays a game.
They're not going to the Pro Bowl anyway.
So exactly. That's true. Yeah, I guess it can't get any worse. All right, afternoon games. The 1-0 Seattle Seahawks, the NFC West leading. Let's just get it out there for the 12th man.
Wow.
And, you know, they're heading to the 49ers. The Niners are favored by 8.5 points this week. The over-under is 41. Give me the Niners big time and the over. That in the rain. It's supposed to rain out there. I don't give a shit. Niners cover the 8.5 and go over 41.
I'm taking the Niners to win, but I'm taking the Seahawks. I'm giving the 8.5.
You'll take the 8.5 points.
Yeah. Because Trey Lance, again, I said he needs 6 weeks to get comfortable, and Elijah Mitchell is hurt. So you got Jeff Wilson and Deebo trying to run the ball, and Seattle doesn't have a great defense. Jamal Adams got hurt, but they have a feisty defense and they have a lot to prove. Geno's MVP, right?
Well, let's put it this
way. I'm joking, listeners.
Here's what I'm going to say. Here's why I'm taking the 49ers is because they played in the rain last week, and they got embarrassed. And Kyle Shanahan is a really good football coach. And the Seattle Seahawks don't play Russell Wilson at home every single week.
Fair. That's fair. No retort. Zero retort.
Folks, I'm telling you. I'm trying to tell you what the Seattle Seahawks are going to look like this year without telling you what the Seattle – tell me what you think the Seattle Seahawks are going to look like this year without telling me what you think the Seattle Seahawks are going to look like this year. And my answer to that stupid-ass fucking meme on Twitter is they don't play Russell Wilson at home every fucking week, period.
Spot on, sir.
Man, when you cast a big net, you catch a few fish once in a while. The upstart Marcus Mariota will visit the Los Angeles Rams. the Rams are favored by 10. The Falcons are getting 10 points here on the road.
That's
over under 46
number.
And a half. I can
That's
see the Rams really showing up and shutting down the Falcons this week. I don't know.
Yeah, but 10 is a crazy number for what the Falcons were able to do in New Orleans last week.
I'll take the
That's
Rams.
A crazy number.
I'll take the Rams to cover 10.
Wow.
And I'll take the under 46 and a half.
They're gonna cover the 10?
Yeah, like I see like a 34-7 or 10 game or something like that.
I can't see. Can I see 34-24? Yes. But 34-7 ain't no way. Like, this is the hardest pick for me.
Go ahead, Ray. Show everybody how much you believe in Marcus Mariota and Cordarrelle Patterson. How much do you believe in them?
Well, I believe in Cordero Patterson.
Throw the ball at Kyle fucking Pitts, by the way, too. That's some horse shit. Draft that motherfucker in the fourth, fifth round in fantasy. 2 for 30, 2 for 19. Oh, great.
I have him in my fantasy league, too, and I'm very hurt. I'm very disappointed.
The number of people you could have drafted like 6-7 rounds later that had three times as many fucking points as him last week. It's like, bro, when are you going to score a touchdown in America? Because your only one was in London last year. We're still looking for your first American touchdown, your first round draft pick.
Doug, I'm in a keeper league, and I kept him as one of my keepers. okay.
I'd still start him this week if you have him.
Oh, he will start.
Yeah, I know. We're just
The Rams are going to win. I don't think we don't have a problem with that. I'm also going to go with the over. But I am going. Falcons cover. That's just too daunting of a. We have some really crazy spreads, dog.
Well, you know what? You know, hold on to your hat because the ride keeps going here, right on the downward, crazy spread spiral. Broncos hosting Texans. Broncos favored by 10 over the Texans.
What are Vegas? What are we doing, bro? What are we doing?
You know what, Ray? A wise man once said, "Run to the smell." Sometimes things smell bad, or don't look right, and in gambling, sometimes you just have to go. Well, those buildings in Vegas, they just keep getting bigger, huh? That's crazy.
That look, man, you are really spitting some fire today. That's a great point. Yeah, there's no, and I am a bit biased because not from an emotional standpoint, because I don't give a shit about the Texans, but I live here, and so I see that.
The community in general is happier the week, the Monday, Tuesday after a winning game for the Texans than a losing game.
Well, yes, it's a much better commute to work.
Like, literally in, like, cities throughout Wisconsin that are just basically Packers. Like, Milwaukee is never a Bears city or Bears fans because the rivalry between Milwaukee and Chicago, even though Chicago is an hour closer almost than Green Bay, right? But it's a state thing. But you will have northwestern Wisconsinites and western border Wisconsinites that are Viking fans, though.
Ubers?
Huh?
The Ubers?
So that's Michigan.
Shit, that's right. You're not in Michigan, are you?
No, Wisconsin.
Yeah, see?
That's where Milwaukee and Green Bay are.
Parents, keep your kids in social studies. It's important.
Geography matters.
It really doesn't matter. I knew that, by the way. It just slipped my mind for a minute.
You're just playing. But you can. There's a notable difference in people in and around your city and you interact with on a day-to-day after a loss from your NFL football team as opposed to a win. I'll tell you that. And I worked retail for the last how many years of my life.
Facts, man. And Texas is a football city in town. I'm going to shock the world, and I'm going to pick the Texans to outright win, and I'm going to pick them to cover.
Let me look what up the money line is. Ray wants you to get down on the money line. Well, it's plus 360. So if you got 100 to put on the Texans and they win outright, you get $360 right now. I will take the points on this one. I would think the Broncos win a close game. Like you said, I think the Texans offense can be a lot better than people think when they think of the Texans. 45 over under. I'm going to go under. I think a score, you know, a tight game here in the upper teens to low 20s.
I'll go over. Okay. Not by much, but I'll go over.
All right. Cardinals heading over to Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. Raiders are the favorites, giving 5.5 points, over under 51.5. Definitely over here. I think the downward spiral in Arizona continues from the offseason, and they start 0-2.
Yeah, and I don't think this game has nothing to do with how possibly bad Arizona is. This is Vegas saying we back. And two words for you guys who are fantasy people, and this is a defensive guy, so it may not matter. Max Crosby, 3 sacks this game. Goes off. I got the Raiders. I got the Raiders covering their points, and I got the over.
I agree with all of that. There you go, folks. Maybe take that one to the bank. Bengals heading down to Dallas. Dallas is an underdog, a whole touchdown underdog. Bengals are given 7 on the road in Dallas. Over under 41.5. Man, the Bengals are going to put up some fucking points, I think, because Dallas ain't going to be able to do shit with the ball. So I'll take over 41.5 and the Bengals to cover a 7-point spread on the road.
I completely agree. And this is why Vegas is so interesting to me, but the buildings keep getting bigger. The Falcons showed competitiveness but they're giving 10 to the Rams. The Texans showed competitiveness and actually should have won against the team that may win the division. They got 10 against a bad team right now. But the Cowboys have PC Tony at quarterback.
They wish.
And Ray Cash at left tackle.
They wish.
And, well, you're right, actually. And the Bengals are the Bengals. And they just get 7? No. The Bengals are going to destroy them. This might be a blowout. We might see like 40. We might see 42 to nothing. Everything for the Bengals. The win, the points, the over, everything. Joe Burrow throws for 5 touchdowns. It's going to be a bad, sad night. Well, ooh, maybe not that much, but yeah, because I forgot Micah Parsons is a beast. But still, the Bengals win and they cover.
I like it. So Ray says, if you have a Bengals wide receiver in your lineup who's not Ja'Marr Chase, who you start every single week, start that wide receiver because he's got the Bengals going off. I do too. I agree with that fantasy play.
Is T. Higgins still out? Because I know he's a concussion protocol.
If he is, Tyler Boyd is a guy you could pick up easily that's going to catch some passes. Maybe you grab the tight end or the second tight end there. But
speaking of the tight end, Hayden Hurst, he's a former Raven. I cannot tell you how good that guy is. Pick him up in your fantasy teams. I know it's a little early fantasy talk, but Hayden Hurst is a monster.
There you go. There you go. No, everything we said about the roster was correct there, yes. We'll see if T is going to play or not. Speaking of having, we'll wait here. We'll get through the Packer game first. This should be quick. Packers minus 10, favored by 10 points at home against the Bears, over under 41.5. This is going to be a Packers over. So Packers win by like, I don't know, this could be like 38-17 or something in this game. They're going to just beat the shit out of the Bears.
Packers going to win. But it's going to be a much closer game.
You taking the points?
I'm taking the points.
Picking the over or the under? That's a lot of points.
I'm going over 41.5, yeah. But like I think the Bears will cover the spread. But I think the Packers win
the game.
They're
predicting rain in Green Bay on Monday. Let me see how true that is, considering I live in the state of Wisconsin. And
with all this rain Justin Fields is playing in, can we give him the nickname Aquaman?
That's funny. Sure. I don't know. People can't have a black Ariel. Can they have a black Aquaman?
Dog!
Ray, you might get some fucking hate mail for that. I'm sorry. You know.
Hey man.
What a bunch of fucking morons, hey?
Send all your hate to at the real C Platt.
Here is the forecast currently for Sunday. Mixed clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms. Storms may contain strong gusty winds. High 79. Wind southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of rain 60%. Sunday night, partly to mostly cloudy with skies with scattered thunderstorms before midnight. It's 60%, but the winds should be lighter in the evening. So
it's not a torrential downpour like it was in Chicago.
So that's why I'm like, yeah, Packers here. Especially at home after an embarrassing loss last week.
I would hope so for you guys because you guys can really use that kind of win right now.
Ray's like, if the Packers lose to the Bears this week, there better be someone else on the show besides just me and Tunney next week.
it's going to be a therapy session if that happens.
Oh, my goodness. I try not to do that. All right. Here's speaking of having multiple TVs, right? And just for the NFL season, Monday night, there's 2 games, right? And folks, you know you have a lot of people. Okay, if you don't have 2 TVs, you don't have 2 TVs. If you do have more than 1 TV in your house, they're really easy to move and set up on something next to another TV. It's literally $10, $15, $20. Like, as low as $10, you can go get a Batwing HD antenna. And you will get an extra game on Monday night because ESPN and ABC both have a game on Monday night. So you don't have to have the DirecTV ticket. You don't have to spend $50, $60 on a little bit of stronger HD antenna. If you have an extra TV in your house and a $10 Batwing antenna, you're going to get a better HD signal on that Batwing antenna than you are on your cable or satellite provider. It's the best signal you can get is over-the-air antenna because it's digital. So there you go. Little suggestion from PC Tunney. You too can watch football like a sports book. That's what one of my buddies called me when I sent him that picture. He goes, nice sports book you got there.
I like that, the tiny sports book. Yes, yeah. I'm with it.
All right. Let's start with these games. Titans, Bills. Screw you, Titans. You fucking failed me last week. You Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, first, second half motherfuckers. You screwed my locks of the week last week. Give me the Bills, who look amazing. They're giving 10. I don't care. They win by more than 10. And give me the under 48 because Von Miller looks like a beast in red and blue. He looks like, dude, one of the biggest additions. Dude, he's going to be out there jumping through tables with the Bills Mafia soon.
Man, the Bills look terrifying. Do you think the Bills, the spread is 10 because of how good the Bills are or because of how bad the Titans looked?
No, I think the Titans, they had a good first half of football. So you can't really say that they looked too horrible throughout the entire game. It's the Bills are that good this year. The Bills are at home. And the Titans are, like we said, dropping off. So I think it's all of those things. Josh Allen's scary. Listen, when no one's talking about Gabe Davis, who might have one of the best seasons in the NFL at receiver this
year. Dog, yes.
I know Stephon Diggs had a huge game, but, dude, Gabe Davis is a talented motherfucker.
Man, he's going to have about 7 40-plus yard touchdowns. It's ridiculous.
What are you thinking, Ray? You got the Bills covering that 10? Are you going over or under 48? I got them covering the 10, winning by more than that, and going over 48.
I'm going with the under. Because
possible weather Monday night there.
Yeah, I'm going with the under, and it's not because the Bills can't put up points, but I think we continue to, when we think about Titans games, the NFL is such a wide open spread offense now, right, like around, that we forget that the Titans are still in like 1997.
And you know, the only excuse they had to not be in 1997 was to say, well, we still have Derrick Henry, who's a workhorse. Well, he got hurt and now he's older. Well, we still have A.J. Brown, who's one of the top. He's not in Tennessee anymore. Like, I get it, right? Like, those two guys cover up a lot of lack of innovative play calling, if you will. Not that it's not effective when you have that good a talent.
No, it's not. But again, when you run a ball control offense and your offense is basically built around, we're going to run the ball first down. Any team that's running the ball on third down and it's not a gadget play lets you know where their mind is. So if they can control the clock and time of possession get 35-plus minutes, then it's not going to be as big a spread as we think it's going to be. I think the Titans can do that. Now, I don't think the Titans have any chance of winning, but I'm going to take the Titans covering. All right. I'm going to take the under, but the Bills are going to win. The Titans are not as bad as we're believing them to be.
I'm not letting the Giants or Titans fool me again this week. Let's move on. The last game of the week. That's a 7:15 p.m. Eastern start on ESPN for the Titans at the Bills, and then a 8:30 p.m. Eastern start on ABC for the Vikings and Eagles. I'm sure there's got to be a Manning cast for one of these games as well, so I can't wait to – maybe I'll have all three TVs going out here. I don't know. Oh, I don't – yeah, we'll see if I can hook that up. All right. Anyway, nonetheless, Vikings undefeated, heading to the Eagles in Philadelphia undefeated. Philly favored by 2 points at home, over under 50.5. There could be some weather. Looks to be warm, though, in Philadelphia. I can't pick the Vikings. I'll take the Eagles to win at home and give me the over because these two teams both have really talented offenses.
I know there's no money in it, but I would have made this a pick 'em because I really don't know. Like, they're neck and neck.
That's pretty much a pick 'em. When you figure Vegas rules is, if you think both teams are evenly matched, the home team's always favored by 3. So which means that they kind of think a little bit higher of the Vikings than the Eagles, but the Eagles are at home, so the Eagles still have to give 2 points.
Yeah, I'm with you. So I'm not even going to worry about the spread on this one because basically whoever wins is going to cover.
what is it? 50.5. This game will be 26-25. Watch, Ray.
Just because I said that shit, right?
Because that's Vegas, right? They're like a half point over the over-under and right on the spread. Even, you know, the two covers on 1 point.
By the way, we need to hit up Scorigami. Has there ever been a 26-25 game?
I imagine there has been. That's kind of like I used to be in a couple different – this is more than a decade ago. Local establishments would run like a 13 pool in baseball. So every week from Monday to Sunday, you would have a team. And it would rotate on the calendar, and you put in for the whole season. Well, if your team, say I had the Braves this week, Monday through Sunday, if they scored 13 runs in a single game, not 14, not 12, it has to be exactly 13, you would win the kitty up to that point. or a portion, a portion of it, or however they did. I can't remember exactly how it went. I think you got half and half stayed in for the end, whoever had the most. But they also do that in football with 33 and 27 pools, because those are really, or 26 and 33 pools, because those are the odd scores. But now you got more two-point conversions. You got the 35-yard extra point.
Yeah, yeah, good point. So when it comes to games that are basically pick-ems that I can't figure out, I look at three things.
You simulated in Madden 10 times?
Well, that probably would make the most sense, right? I look at which quarterback do I trust more, which coaching staff do I trust more, which defense do I trust more.
You're going with the Vikings.
I'm going with the Vikings.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I'm just going with the home team. I like Jalen Hurts this year. I can't take the Vikings. I just can't do it. I do think this game's going over, though. I don't know about you.
I'm going over. I love Jalen Hurts so much because he's such a leader of men to me. But I am terrified that he has a little too much Tim Tebow in him. And what I mean, and I think most of you get what I mean, but what I mean is nobody in the world questions that Tim Tebow could play NFL. He was a great football player. Jalen Hurts has shown that he has arm talent, but he has to show consistently every week, not just on Sundays, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that he is a top-level passer. And I'm hoping he continues to show it. He showed it last week. But Kirk Cousins is a better quarterback than him right now. And I don't think that's a question.
All right, folks, there you have it. Week number two, a little fantasy analysis in there as well from game to game. But you got our picks. You know who we're taking against that Vegas spread and on that over-under. All right, Ray, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back and see if I can do a little bit better than last week, and you can actually provide some expert analysis and see how well you can do with your locks of the week. ChairShot NFL at ChairShot NFL, ChairShot Radio Network, thechairshot.com. Always use your head. And don't forget about ProWrestlingTees.com. Maybe not like PC Tunney, where you stay home and watch all the games in your own domicile every week, and maybe you go out to parties and watch games in bars. I do that as well, but why not make yourself look more aesthetically pleasing, and people go, hey, man, where'd you get that cool t-shirt? Well, all you got to do is tell them, I went to the ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot and picked myself up a beautiful Chair Shot t-shirt. Get it in soft style. Your epidermis will thank you. They make a great gift as well. We shall return, Chair Shot NFL.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, here we go. We did it last week. We're going to do it again. It's time for...
The Locks of the Week.
There you have it, Ray. It's scary. It's kind of like, you know, the Wizard of Oz is like,
if who
dare bother the wizard.
If you're religious, that's like God talking to you.
Oh boy.
Lord. If you're not religious and you're a smoker, it's like God talking to you.
Lord, football is upon us. All right.
Yeah, basically.
Ray, since you didn't go last week, I'll let you make your first lock, then I'll give mine, then you can give your second one, and I'll give my. We'll go back and forth here. We're each going to give three picks, either against the spread or on the over-under out of the ones we gave you that are our locks of the week. Take these picks to the bank. You can do it legally now. Invest in your family's Christmas from week to week by betting on the NFL. The more money you take from the man, the bigger the Christmas presents get under the tree. It's that easy, folks. Little Johnny wants a PS5? Just follow our picks every week and get him a PS7. You'll have so much damn money. That's right. These are the locks of the week, baby. Invest in your children's future. They might be able to buy him a car, send him to college. But first of all, let's get little Timothy and little Barbara. Let's get them their goddamn pony for Christmas. Let's fucking do it.
The thoughts and comments of PC Tony do not reflect the Chair Shot as an entity, as a record label, or as a motherfucking crew.
You heard last week I went 0-3, but you know you can always count on
the locks of the week.
Go ahead, Ray.
By the way, Lil Timothy and Lil Barbara, we know where they grew up. I just want you to know that. We know where they're from.
I can respond by saying like two names that are the opposite side of that kind of ethnic balance, but I think that would be highly inappropriate as well.
What, because
I'm because I You said that. I noticed it, pointed out that it would be inappropriate. I feel like I'm really growing as a human being.
Little equanimous.
Listen, you're not going to catch me pulling a Kyle trying to call out the new cookout in Big Brother, all right? That's not my thing.
Okay.
And I'll tell you right now, I'll even go a step further. I'll be attending the cookout, not calling out the cookout. You got it?
Tony might be on the grill, bro. Like, I'm trying to tell you. Tony's trying to play this game.
I'll be eating and stuff on the grill.
PC Tony is just an albino black man.
It's possible. I don't know.
Okay, first lock. My first lock. Vegas is tripping this week with some of these spreads. And I think the most egregious to me is the Bengals and the Cowboys. Put all of your money on Cincinnati. The only reason that there's to have any pause is because Joe Burrow is going to get sacked 45 times. But he's going to throw about 45 touchdowns. I got the Bengals in my lock of the week.
Already, excuse me, folks, as I was taking a drink of water. See, water gets me, you know, instead of beer when I'm podcasting. I also have the Bengals as a lock of the week, so we'll just get that right out of the way. An ultra super double smash and bash and grab the cash lock of the week from PC Tunney and Ray Cash. Take the Bengals, give the 7 on the road in Dallas. Ray, will we have another agreement on our second lock of the week? What is your second lock of the week?
Well, we may not. I was very offended when I saw this pick, as I mentioned.
The headline reads, extra, Ray Cash offended by Vegas line.
I need to talk to their manager, sir, okay? You tell me
right now why. Sorry, I was just gonna see you yelling at the guy. I am not leaving until I get a fucking answer.
Look here, mister.
Someone give me a margarita.
Yeah, well, you go, right? The Falcons are gonna cover. They're not gonna get beat by more than 10 points. The Atlanta Falcons are not a Super Bowl contender, but the Rams are in a bit of disarray. They have some work to do. Their defense didn't show up very well last week. It'll be better this week. But the most dangerous thing in an NFL offense is a mobile quarterback. Marcus Mariota, like, he wrote the book on that shit. I got the Falcons taking the points.
All right, my
take the points, however you say it.
Yeah, you're catching 10. Atlanta's plus 10 at plus 10. So I am going to make a pick that Ray's not going to like, but it doesn't matter because the Baltimore Ravens are going to cover the 3.5 points at home against the Miami Dolphins. I'm locking that in there as my second lock of the week. Ray, we got one left for him. 3 locks of the week from each of us this week. We got that double smash, bash, and grab the cash fucking pick on Cincinnati. Ray's taking the points as Atlanta heads on the road. And I am going to be giving those 3.5 points with Baltimore at home. What's the third pick on the agenda this week, Ray Cash?
I wanted to be a little more adventurous with my picks and take some closer spreads. But again, when you see just egregiousness from our Vegasians, you have to call it out when you see it. I don't trust Denver, y'all. I got Dougie Mills and Pep Hamilton and Lovie Smith, a.k.a. Black Christmas. I have them giving or taking the minus 10.5. I have Texans winning outright. Houston is my lock.
All right, Houston plus the 10. Ray is just taking all those big lines and saying these teams are going to cover. I am going to take the over in the Detroit and Washington game. It's over 48.5. I think that is going to be covered midway through the third quarter. I know
that's
I said
money.
The same thing last week on a certain over-under pick, but I think PC Tunney redeems himself as we're on the road to bigger Christmas presents for your kids, possibly their college future. Their whole goddamn life depends on these picks, folks. Take it to the man. Make your Christmas better. Ray, it's okay. This is all for entertainment purposes only.
I'm about to say all this is said by the guy that has no kids.
Yeah. Well, their Christmas presents are great every year. I never complain.
I bet it is. They got fantastic Christmases.
That's Dad's PlayStation 4. You don't play with that, okay? No, sorry. You look at it. Don't touch.
I think I picked some money, especially that Commander's Lions pick. Money.
There you go. Ray Cash and PC Tony both taking Cincinnati minus the 7. Ray has Atlanta plus 10. I have Baltimore minus 3.5. Ray has Houston plus 10. Check out the money line if you like. He thinks they have a good chance to win outright. That could be a good way to double down and double up on Christmas presents this year. Detroit, Washington, we're going to take the over 48.5. Those are your locks of the week. Ray Cash, week 2, Chair Shot NFL. I had a great time this week. And what are your last thoughts as we head into this very early second week of the NFL tonight? Chiefs, Chargers, that's on Amazon Prime, don't forget. But another great slate of games throughout the week, 2 on Monday.
I think it's week 2 is way too early to kind of say you can see where the league is going. But I think week 2 this year is going to be very important in seeing the hierarchy of the NFC fall in order, because AFC, we know the top 4 or 5 teams. It's going to be that way. It's not changing. We know who that's going to be. The NFC is up for grabs. Can the Packers get back to form? Can the Rams show that they're still as dangerous as they have been? Will the Buccaneers continue to show that they should go back to the Super Bowl, or will the Saints show that they control the NFC South? What's going to happen with Monday night between the Vikings and Philly? There's so much that's going to kind of show itself to see where the future is going of this season in the NFC. And I think we'll see that come to fruition this week, week 2. So be looking out. It's going to be some good games.
I think I just went through the games this week and looked at teams that were 0-1 that weren't playing a team that was also 0-1. And you could have up to 13 teams start the season 0-2 in the NFL. And it's never a good, it's not the worst. It's not 0-4. It gets exponential, but 0-2 does not have a great track record of making the playoffs or being successful in at least of it. So yeah. A lot of important games this week, a lot of fun. Ray, I had a lot of fun with you. Why don't you let everybody know what's going on with you? You just got a lot of great shit coming back. People are loving it, man. I'm thrilled for you guys.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, we're back at the Outsider's Edge Friday evenings. Holla at us. We're back to some consistency. That's a word that you don't hear with me normally, but we're back. Yes, Chairshot NFL, of course, a lot of great
wrestling to talk about too. I mean, you, Kyle, Sir Sam, you had on as a special. I mean, you guys did a great job.
It's a great time right now to be a wrestling fan. There's something for everybody. WWE, it's cool to talk about it again. We talked about it all the time, but yes, so I cover all of the gamut of pop culture. Bandwagon Nerds every Monday, we're talking pop culture stuff. Wrestling talk, you got the Edge on Fridays, and Chair Shot NFL in the locks of the week.
The locks every Thursday of the morning week.
Here at the Chair Shot. So yeah, and I'm at It's Ray Cash, R-Y's and Mysterio, C-A-S-H as in dollars. If you like me, holla at your boy. If you don't, complain to Chris.
Yeah, at the Real C Plat or at It's Me DPP, either one. Send hate mail too. My name is PC Tunney. Follow me at PC Tunney. Follow the show at Chairshot NFL, Chairshot Radio Network, ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. We'll be back next week for week 3. Enjoy the weekend.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Fucking Vegas, bro. What is their problem?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.